And a North Coast First Nation is reversing course on how it feels about the Pacific Northwest LNG project. Las Cuilamas Mayor John Helene says his community now supports the terminal, but he has two conditions. For more on this, we are joined by Daybreak Associate Producer George Baker. He joins me live in our Prince Rupert studio. And a good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Robert.
So what is Las Cuilamas Mayor John Helene saying here?
Well, that is community can back the project if two conditions are met, that Pacific Northwest LNG reports to an environmental performance committee that includes the Las Cuilamas Band, and that it responds to any compliance or enforcement actions proposed by that committee. It's a major reversal from what Helene had said just 11 days before.
And what did he say then?
Well, in a letter to the Canadian Environmental Assessment Agency, he stated that his community continued to oppose the project in its current form. The big sticking point, at least then, was building on Leilu Island and the adjacent Florida Bank and the potential impact on salmon and other fish.
So do we know exactly what John Helene's reasons were or are for switching his stance?
Yeah, Robert, we called Mayor Helene on both Friday and Monday at the Band Council office, but we were unable to reach him. In his letter to SIA, however, one of the factors he says he's considering with this support are the jobs and potential economic activity that comes with this project. It was a major factor in the last Band Council election where some candidates made it clear they didn't think the project was likely to be stopped, so Las Cuilamas' opposition would mean that they would miss out on a potential financial windfall. The community, as you may recall, rejected a $1 billion offer for supporting Pacific Northwest LNG back in 2015. And according to his letter, Helene notes that he met with people and that they were convinced that perhaps the Pacific Northwest LNG could be held to account while the community supports the project itself.
Okay, so how much support is there, do you from what you've found out?
Yeah, that's a tough question to answer. Helene says he has community support, but that isn't really universal. Keep in mind that Las Cuilamas is a creation of the Federal Indian Reserve System and encompasses actually 14 individual tribes. Ken Lawson is one of the leaders of these tribes, and he says that Leilu Island falls under his jurisdiction as hereditary chief, Guis Hawal, of the Gitwilgiot tribe. But there are conflicting claims with the Kahala First Nation, who also claim Leilu Island as their own traditional territory. And I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole, but we do have to keep that in mind when talking about traditional claims. I ask Ken Lawson if his mind has changed.
No, absolutely not. No, it can't go on Leilu. It can't go on Flora Banks. And that's what the fight's been about the whole time. You know, they can put it somewhere else. It's not welcome where it's at. I mean, that's an estuary. I don't know what part they don't understand there.
Ken Lawson does touch on something that maybe should be made clear to people listening in the piece or perhaps other parts of northern BC. He and many members of his community are not opposed to LNG being built around Prince Rupert. He just doesn't want it on Leilu and wants the project moved to where he says it would be a more suitable location.
So what do people in Las Cuilamas want then?
Well, some want more meetings. Last year, the former band council held three meetings with their community, one in Port Simpson, one in Prince Rupert, and one in Vancouver. The majority of the community opposed the project's location in a show of hands vote. Stan Dennis Jr. was part of that process. He was a band councillor then, and he is one now. And Stan Dennis Jr. signed the Leilu Island Declaration that states why some people oppose industrial development on Leilu. He says a community meeting with members is what's needed now.
Well, I think we need to have a little bit more engagement with our members in regards to educating them what the process is and what the development is looking like. So the concern I had the last term there was when we were still going through this process was, you know, how do we protect, how do you put a value on our history, like a culturally modified tree, for example. If you remove that, you're removing our history. So how do you put a dollar value on that if things are going to go through? We're not against development, but how do you protect what is ours that's been there for thousands of years?
That is Las Cuilamas band counselor, Stan Dennis Jr.
So, George, given this about face, what does the proponent think about all this?
Well, clearly, it's probably a little confusing for Pacific Northwest LNG, but they did release a statement to the CBC. Without preempting a decision and conditions from the Government of Canada, Pacific Northwest LNG is considering the proposed concept, and they mean of an advisory group or an environmental committee that would oversee the project. And Pacific Northwest LNG looks forward to further engagement on the development of terms of reference, a substantive and meaningful leadership role for the Tsimshian First Nations, in which Lac La Lam is a member of, is vital to building trust and confidence with those who hold cultural and economic ties with the Skeena Estuary. Of course, we are expecting Canada's Environment Minister to make a decision. We, well, at least we were expecting her to make a decision on this project this month, but Catherine McKenna is delaying a decision until the summer because she says new information submitted by PNW LNG was submitted in early March and must be considered. According to the CA letter, the company told it March 4th that it would be unfeasible to limit in-water marine construction to certain times, to limit impacts on herring, spawning, salmon rearing, ulakin, and marine mammal migrations, a proposed condition for approval.
Hmm. Well, like, there's probably one guarantee here. George will be covering this again. I thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Robert.
That is Daybreak Associate Producer George Baker. He joined me live from our Prince Rupert studio, and we throw this to you, our listeners across northern BC, those inside the community, outside the community of Lac La Lam, your thoughts on this story. Call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. You can also find us on our Facebook at Daybreak North.